Hey everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Podcast. Day 7. It's been a week, or almost. Day's not over yet. It's a little bit after noon over here. So, yeah. Still got another 12 hours before this day ends, or 11 and a half to be a little bit more accurate. But I don't see myself smoking the rest of the day. I'm actually feeling really good, and I don't want to jinx myself saying like, hey, this is easy, but it is getting easier and easier to get through the day without smoking. Now, I think it's not so much the boredom that's going to make me smoke. I think it's more like if something really stresses me out, and the only way to de-stress me would be to smoke weed. But I have other tips. Or other techniques that I use for myself to kind of de-stress myself out. One is to do some deep breathing, which helps me go from being like very stressed out to maybe down to moderate stress out. For some reason, the breathing doesn't eliminate all the stress, but it does eliminate like the high stresses down to like medium stresses. Exercise helps, sleeping helps. Also, keeping busy helps. And then talking to my friends. That really, I think, talking to your friends is one of the best things you can do to de-stress, especially friends that you enjoy talking with. For me, some of the friends that I enjoy talking with are where we don't even talk about life. I mean, we just talk about, like, movies and stuff. Well, we do talk about life, but a lot of times, you know, just like having a nice conversation about movies or a TV show, if you're into that, or anything. Let's say you play sports. It's just kind of an escape, and it gets your mind off of it. And all of that stuff really does help me. So, all right. Well, let's see. What did I do today? Today, I woke up. I went to the sauna. So I've been doing the sauna almost every day, or about like 5 times a week. And I'll go there for like 25 minutes. I've lost some weight recently. And since I stopped smoking weed, and I was going to the sauna even when I was smoking weed, I've noticed that I'm starting to sweat a lot more. I usually can hang for like 25 minutes. And right around like the 22, 23 minute marker, I like want to leave. But I push it out to like 20. But since I've stopped smoking weed and I've lost some weight, not a whole lot, but lost some weight, I can barely hang at like minute 18. And there's been a couple of times I've like bailed or gone to 20 minutes. Today I made it to 25. Today felt a little bit easier. So I don't know what's the reason. I don't know if the weed increased my tolerance for the heat, or maybe the extra fat increased my tolerance for the heat. Either way, my tolerance for the heat's gotten a little bit less in the sauna. Though I did get to 25 minutes, so I was happy about that. And I'm doing this 75 hard diet nutrition program. So I got to do 45 minutes exercises, 2 sessions of 45 minutes. So it's a total of 90 minutes. So after the sauna, and I count the sauna as exercise, my heart rate does go up quite a bit during the sauna. Oh, that's the other thing. So my heart rate would sometimes not even crack like over like 110 when I was smoking weed and a little bit overweight. Now no weed, less fat. Like within like 10 minutes into the sauna, like I'm already breaking my heart rate to 110, and then eventually gets down to like 140, 150. So, and that's really what the sauna was supposed to do. So I guess that's a good thing. So after that sauna session, I go for a walk. I walked outside the gym. I could walk on the treadmill or do some exercise in there to complete my 45 minutes, but I like being outside, and I'm not like one of those that are like COVID scare. I mean, I personally think that everybody's going to get COVID. I don't know if you can stop a respiratory disease. It's just a matter, are you going to get it now, or are you going to get it in a year or 2 years from now? Unless there's some sort of medication or some sort of like, I've heard about this UV lights that may be able to limit or even stop transmission from happening. So I don't know if we're there yet, but anyways, I walk outside, and I've always liked to walk outside, and especially after a sauna, I'm soaking wet. And today was like a cloudy, cool day, and I don't mind the cold, so it was kind of nice just kind of feeling the cold air. And so walked around the gym for 20 minutes, and then got in the car. Unfortunately, then I got in the car, and I should have just went to the grocery store, got some food for lunch, came home, did lunch, and then start to work. Instead, I was scrolling in the car on my phone, so that's still a problem. That is still a problem. So that's something I got to watch out for. It's like when I'm bored or boredom or idle time, instead of smoking, I'm on my phone. So I got to come up with some techniques on using the phone less. But that's not what this podcast is about. And then other stuff I plan to do today, I'm going to plan to do some weight training and then do some work. And I also plan to watch a movie. And that's going to be my day for today. But I got to get that work done. And I also have another 45-minute exercise to do. I'm planning to do some weight training. I got some kettlebells. So I'm going to do some farmer's carries. That's when you hold the weight in each hand and you just walk. It's supposed to be good for your posture and just everything. So I wanted to talk about improvements so far, or my thoughts on making to day 7 of not smoking weed. For one, I've been getting better sleep, except for a day or two here and there. I think the other day I didn't get very good sleep. I posted that on Twitter. By the way, I'm on this pod has a Twitter account. It's called Quitting Weed Pod. So at Quitting Weed Pod at Twitter. And anyways, I said that, you know, the other day I wasn't able to sleep very well. And normally on those days, I'd be just like, you know what? I'm just going to call out from work and smoke some weed and just be really lazy. And sometimes the weed will actually make me feel better. Like maybe even sometimes, depending on the type of weed, maybe even a little more energetic. But no. I'm committed to quitting weed or taking a long break. So I just power through the day. But anyways, back to the improvements. I've been getting better sleep for most of the week, except for the other day. I'm getting more REM sleep. I have a Fitbit watch that measures my sleep and like the type of sleep I get. I've heard that, you know, the measurements are not always that accurate, but it gives you a baseline or just something to kind of go off of. And I noticed that my REM sleep is increasing about 15 to 30 minutes more, which is awesome. I don't know if weed affected that or not. And then my deep sleep has also increased a bit, but not a whole lot more. And when I was looking through my past data, my deep sleep, even with weed, it was quite good. And I think there's other factors for the deep sleep. I think I wonder if I undereat for the day, I tend to get poor sleep, and then especially deep sleep. But yesterday I ate really well, meaning like I ate good food and I also ate quite a bit. So I wasn't, you know, waking up in the middle of the night just because I was hungry or something. Let's see, what else are other improvements? No munchies, and this is huge. That's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to quit weed was not only to save my lungs, but also to save my arteries. Like when I smoke weed, I eat the worst food. I love pizza. I love burgers. I love bean and cheese burritos. Stuff's not good for you. Stuff will kill you. Well, I mean, if you eat it in moderation or limit yourself, that stuff's good for you. And then there's some people that can just eat that stuff and they're just totally fine. But I'm not one of those people. So no munchies and not even overeating. And when you eat good food, it's hard to overeat good food because, you know, if you're eating foods with a lot of protein, like meat, protein's hard to overeat. If you're eating foods like a lot of fruits and vegetables with fiber, fibers are really hard to overeat. So it's the food that has like low protein and low fiber, like a lot of junk food. Those are the stuff that that I have problems with. I think a lot of other people have problems with. Other things, no naps. I mean, I'm not anti-nap, but it does screw up my sleep schedule. And usually when I smoke weed, I eat a lot of food. I think it's a combination of both of them. I even tested it one time. One time I ate quality food and didn't smoke weed. I mean, I did smoke weed and I still felt tired at 2. So I think the weed is a bigger thing of me feeling tired at 2 than the food. But adding them both together, oh my God, I can barely keep my eyes open. And And if I take a nap, and usually when I take a nap, it's like 2-3 o'clock. And that totally screws up my sleep schedule. They say you should take a nap before 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. But I'm usually not that tired. And I usually don't start eating, or at least eating big, until a little bit later to the day. And so that's it. That's kind of been the improvement so far. And we're almost to the 11-minute mark. So I'm going to end this podcast now. And I will see you guys next Monday. Thanks, everybody.